Welcome back. It's another episode of the Fellas Podcast, and your guest today is my left ball sack.
Nice. I fucking hate your intros, you know.
Yeah, what me too.
Like, welcome back to the Fellas, or the other Fellas, or like your dude.
Yeah. Now, you know, that it's so important that you have like supportive people around you, because without that, I really think life can be quite difficult. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, fucking jump off a bridge.
I'm not gonna lie, Chip. Lately, you've been in a bad mood.
No,
what's up with that? No, you actually have.
No, I love you.
I can tell.
I love you. It's just the intros need to change.
Right? No. I'm not even talking about like.
Do you remember back in the day when you used to do the Mr. Beast intro?
What's the Mr. Beast intro?
No, you used to come onto the mic and be like, "What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Fellas Podcast."
Wait, oh, maybe in the Fellas one, but let's not get it twisted. I've been doing that type of intro all the way since QPR Career Mode.
No, you haven't. Have you actually?
Yes.
Pull up QPR Career Mode. I want to hit a Calabrese intro for marketing.
Nah, I'm just telling you. I mean, you can pull it up if you want, but do it straight up. No, wait. QPR, it would have been... No, this is it. High-pitched voice. Hey, guys. Welcome back to QPR.
Bro, I used to get bullied on YouTube for my voice.
Episode 1.
Me too.
So bad.
I used to... Look, FIFA 13, bro. This is 11 years ago.
Well, we need to be able to...
Now, you just listen to it and tell me what it sounds like.
And at last, it's here. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
You just sound like more formal.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that how he sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, look at the menus there. Back then, classic. Though,
this, like you say I sound more
at
formal,
last,
right? But back in the day, this was like a presenting gig, isn't it? I took my shit serious. Like, I was there like, I need to make this a job.
I remember back in the day, man, some of my earliest FIFA videos, it would be like FIFA 12's out and FIFA 13 be coming out, and it'll be like FIFA 13 news and upcoming tips and shit like that. And it'd be like, hey guys, welcome back. So news just in, the Manchester United ratings are out for FIFA 13 and Chris Smalling's in 82. Yo, can't believe that. It. Shit like
no,
that.
That's exactly what it used to be. Oi. Like.
Nah, my old
whack
videos.
The headphones on for this.
Look at my cards.
Wait, is this Chippo's first ever video?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the
intro though. Listen.
By the way, I did a video on this going back through all YouTubers' first videos. So once we've done this, I got the best one for you all after. Right. Go on.
Wait, hold on.
How is it?
It was just there. I heard it a second ago.
Yo, if you need FIFA 16 coins, yeah. Then head over to you.
Look at that editing, by the way.
Look
at me there. Look at me.
Your voice. Oh my God. You look like you're part of JLS.
That's how I used to get that all the time, man.
That's the most council house Christmas tree I've ever seen.
Probably because I live in a council house. Cost of living crisis, you know. Fucking hell.
By the way, but the top that you're wearing in that thing as well is proper like top man, like prime.
Yeah, 100%.
You actually sound kind of similar, I think.
Do I?
Yeah. It's just maybe a little bit.
Wow, look at all the boys there. Tobias, AJ, Free FIFA, Anderson Gibb. Sorry for the audio listeners. We do have visuals. On
let's talk. Let's talk a bit about the greatest. And this one is for the audio listeners.
What?
Reeve. Go to Reeve's first ever video.
Why? What? Oh, I'm excited for this.
Oh, you know what? He messaged me privately after I did the video, so I have a feeling he has. Random voices, smiley face. Get the headphones on for this. I swear
this?
To God, audio listeners, there is nothing going. Oh wait, no, it's you wait for your nine. Yes, no, it is this. One sec.
Oh my!
God.
So just so a bit of context, right? There is nothing on his on your audio listeners are not missing out because it is literally just Reeve doing random voices.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
You wait for your online. Search and destroy. Let's do this. AC-130 ready for deployment. AC-130 standing by. AC-130 standing by. Airstrike standing by. Airstrike waiting.
Skipping.
Care package on the way. Cobra ready for deployment. Dogs incoming. I'm Sorp McTavish. And this is my revenge. Sorp, get down!
Wait, oh my God.
Oh wait, he's doing a Mario. Mario, wait.
This is so good.
Mario.
I love Reeve, man.
It's my revenge. Sorp, get down!
It's a me, Mario!
My name is Brian Bodonna for a real-life Bramsey battle.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Oh my God.
Or perhaps someone is wondering where he would shoot a man before throwing him off a plane. But we are initiated, aren't we, Bruce?
I'm not Take comment
back
saying
your
on
your city.
I can go all day. I'm a genuine beefeater.
I can't listen anymore.
That is crazy. Can I see some of the comments? I'll read some of the comments.
It might be like, oh, came here from Cal's video.
Okay. JMX, good one, mate.
Ten years ago.
Wow.
So random, but Reeve? Entertaining.
Reeves about my age, maybe 1 year younger than me.
So no, he would have been 18.
1 year older.
Well, same age, yeah, I think. Yeah, he's 29.
Like 29. Well, like 25, same age as me.
Wow, we're fucking old and finished.
But that's yeah, great, man, that was... came across that one. That one killed
that
me.
That is off. Good. I've never seen or heard of that, so that's just made my day anyway. Thank you for that.
Nah, that's all good. Old school classic ones. I'm trying to think of who else, like, you know, old KSI is obviously, like, that goes down in legendary books.
Yeah,
but you know what? You know what's weird is you see back then how that, like, was that old KSI, even old W2S, back then it was like, that was it. I think if you released videos, because people always saying, oh, bring back old KSI. I seriously think if you brought someone back that did that type of content, it just wouldn't bang. Yeah, like, I don't know, if you go, what about, like, no sometimes way. It's funny, but it's also just not funny anymore. Well, do you know what I mean?
It used to be so funny back then.
So funny.
Is that because we've just grown up and now, like, if we were this age back then, we'd be watching it like, this is not funny? Or are we just...
No, I think just humor changes. Like, yeah. Now everybody's so chronically online.
Everyone's perspective of humor has just shifted a bit.
Yeah. Like,
now it's all about... fucking TikToks where it's from Breaking Bad and the voice has been changed and they're saying they're King
Brain Rot.
Yeah, it's brain rot content, like
skibbity toilet,
like chronically online. Yeah, I don't get this skibbity doo thing. What's it called?
No, you wouldn't get it, bro. You're too old for it.
Yeah, I just think it's weird.
But you know, when Noah first popped up onto the scene, he was like one of the old style like humor, and that did quite well.
He combined it with Fortnite, and it worked.
Brain rot. That's what I call this stuff.
It is brain rot. That's the actual name rock, for it
brain
as well.
Rock content, yeah. It's fucking nuts.
Have you seen videos of like people, there's like TV shows now because they're obviously getting the younger audience, like people that are just turning 18 going on these dating shows. And people our age are watching the TV show and you see like the humor in it. It's just like pure TikTok brain rot, like chat up lines. And it's really tough watch.
Oh, shit.
Because you have to remember these eight people that are just turning 18 now, the key years of their life when they should have been out socializing with people and more importantly with women, they didn't because they were stuck inside for COVID. So they've turned 18, but with like the social skills of like a 13-year-old.
Fuck.
It's deep when you think about it, isn't it?
Okay, maybe not 13, that's a bit, no, like a 15, 16-year-old. But, and then you watch that, I've seen the TV show of them on a date and it's just pure brain rot. Stanley's laughing because that's literally him.
It actually is. You know what? The best life would have been in like the fucking 70s or something. So no phones, but they were just rocking up. And when you wanted to link up, we had to go to the arcade, put in your quarters or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
10p.
Is the 70s not a bit too early for that?
I think 70s was prime time for that, no?
For the arcade.
When did mobile phones come about? It was 90s, late 90s?
Late 90s.
70s was like AIDS era, wasn't it?
Why have you got anything to do with
what we're talking about?
So like that's
you people, weren't. Let me tell you,
people what, were active.
Yeah, but you weren't getting AIDS in the fucking arcade, mate.
They probably was. There's probably a statistic in there.
Yeah, yeah, true.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Chip, how is your social battery right now?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, as I get older, I definitely only want to talk to people for maybe like an hour max. Then I'm done. Then I'm like, get me home.
I feel like lately your social battery has been getting smaller and smaller.
Mm, yeah, 100%. I agree.
Now, it can be easy to ignore our social battery, okay, Chip, and spread ourselves thin, especially in social situations.
Mm-hmm. Mine definitely starts picking up after the winter, you know. Spring is springing right now.
Okay.
And I can feel myself getting more sociable. I want to be out more.
I feel like it is that time of the year now, isn't it? Where the social events start getting into it. But what would you say is the right amount of socializing? Because you know how sometimes there's too much socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's sometimes where I'm like, okay, I've been a hermit. I've been a crab for far too long.
Yeah, I mean, you want to get out. You want some good socializing every day. You want to get out, see your friends, at least a couple times a week for me, I would say.
I think it is important to do it, and it's easy to forget.
Oh, 100%.
If you're naturally a person that stays inside.
Yeah, you have to. If you keep staying inside, you know, things won't really get better. If you're looking for things to improve, that's not the way they're going to improve, you know.
How would you recharge the battery, though?
Oh, recharge the battery? See, this is where all the balance comes in, because I recharge my battery at home. Go home, relax a little bit, play with the dog. Ignore all my texts. I mean,
because that's what you do.
Yes.
Let's be honest, you do ignore my texts.
Yes. In fact, when you text me and I see it, that is using my social battery.
Yeah.
Just even seeing it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll go home, chill with the dog, a little bit of Xbox, mm-hmm. you know, relax. And then maybe the next day I'll be like, you know what? Maybe I will reply to Carl's text.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what will help you understand a little bit more about your social battery and understanding yourself a little bit better. And that is therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Mm. I'll be honest with you. I think there is, in some people's mind, therapy has to be only for like big traumatic things or for somebody that's really, really struggling.
That's what I thought initially was like back in the day.
But now I think it's becoming more acceptable and people are starting to understand a little bit better that therapy can just be used in a slightly more casual circumstances where, look, if you just want to understand a little bit more about you, what makes you happy and how to deal with life in general, I think that's where therapy steps in.
100%. Just talking to people in general as well, just talking to someone and saying stuff that maybe you wouldn't usually say is very helpful.
Saying things out loud makes a big difference. Yeah. That's why every morning I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, I will be a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Have we gone off topic?
So far off topic.
That's my bad.
But I'm here to like...
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for opening up.
No worries. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a small questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Mm. Now, they have over 1,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Now, of course, we had to hook you guys up, so we managed to get our listeners and viewers 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/fellas. That's betterhelp.com/fellas.
You know what? I want to go to like proper American town. I wanted to go to this place. I think it's in Virginia, where it's like super racist. You can't go out after
sunset. Which is it going to blend in?
Sunset or summer. No, I was just reading about it online.
You can't go out after sunset.
It's called, let me get the phrase up. I think it's called a sunset town.
No, sundown town.
Sundown town. Sundown town. So I've been sundown town, prod. I think we might have spoke about this before.
Now, did you not see the drama around Madeline Ardy? She got like, obviously not fully cancelled, but she just had a bit of a stinker.
Why? What happened?
With this, she said like she wanted to live in a sundown town or like the idea of a sundown town. Yeah. I can't remember what the full
TikTok
was.
Well, to be fair, I have essentially just said, I've just said I want to go visit one, to be fair. But no, I want to experience like, almost like, you know, when Nico went and he did that video, like what it's like to be in one of those like crazy American towns where it's fucked.
Do you reckon you'd get racially abused?
I don't think so. I think they probably think I'm a white guy, no? I don't look.
Nah, you got a bit of brown.
Do you think they would? Do you think they would, though? Are they racist towards just any person of color? Or are they racist towards mainly black people there?
I don't know.
Like,
I
if they've got brown guys in like one of these towns,
Madeline Ardy said she wanted to live in a sundown town.
Okay, yeah, that's like, did she know what she was saying, though?
I don't think so.
She just think it sounded like an aesthetic thing.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And then she didn't actually realize what a sundown town is. Can we get the exact definition of what a sundown town is?
Yeah, I think there's one in, I could be wrong, man, but Virginia or somewhere?
Sundown, here we go, I'll read it out. Sundown town, also known as sunset town, gray towns, or sundowner towns, are an all-white city or neighborhood in the United States and Canada that were most prevalent before the mid-20th century, which practiced a form of racial segregation. Oh my God, I didn't realize it was like this obvious. That makes what Madeline Hodge said was like it was infinitely crazy. Worse. So you want to go and do a video of a place like this?
Yeah, so the term came into use because of signs that directed, quotation marks, colored people to leave town by sundown. Wait, so what's that? So is that, oh my God, there's a sign. That's a sign. Pull up a sign. For use by white persons, these public premises and the amenities therefore have been reserved for the exclusive use of white persons. Oh my fucking God. And the craziest thing is, this was not that long ago. When was can you check when the last sundown town was?
They said the mid.
I still think there's one low-key cooking.
Oh, there were, definitely, like, on the slide. They won't be like, well, hey, we've got these sort of signs.
Also Google it, but I remember reading that there still kind of was one. I could be wrong, though. Is there still...
Yeah, there will be one. A sundown town, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, surely there are still Sundown Towns, but they're all just low key. They don't say that they are, but they just
closeted Sundown Towns. That's just called a racist town now. Let's just call it what it is. I don't know why it needs a name like that. Yeah. That is so nuts.
In America, is Sundown Town still a thing in some parts?
In the Midwest. So in Illinois, Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana. Respect my state knowledge there, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy. Fair play. Texas, obviously.
Yeah, they have a sprinkle of Sundown Town.
It's KS, Kansas.
Yeah. Wait, move the thing. Yeah, Illinois seems to be the real spot if you're trying to hit a Sundown Town.
Nevada only just got rid of
Illinois, where George Floyd was killed. Minneapolis. Is that Illinois?
I'm not sure, but I'm reading about one here, and they're like, I was always told growing up in Missouri never to stop in Irontown, no matter what color you are.
Well, that just sounds like a shithole then.
Sounds like a show. Yeah, they had this thing called sirens that they ring to honor first responders, but they were originally a siren for natives to leave. They only just got rid of them in Nevada.
So it was like an alarm for black people.
Yeah, essentially.
Mate, you know what's so nuts is the fact that, yeah, you're right. This isn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
But to me, it sounds like something that would have happened like in an ancient time. But
the
fact
2000s,
this is crazy.
As a truck driver, I stopped in one jury for a soda and the store clerk told me, don't hang around and get right back in the truck and go.
That's wild.
Could you imagine that though? Just be like, yeah, we don't like your car around here. Just get going.
It just seems so weird.
We don't like you fellas around these parts. sounded way too good.
Do you think there's any world that a purge exists and the majority of people are involved?
Hear me out. Not necessarily. There's always a timeline in where that becomes an actual thing. But what I reckon does actually happen, and like I'm on like super convinced actually exists, is a Squid Games style thing that is like really rich people all paying for what kind of like a mixture between Squid Games and Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I really believe that already exists.
I reckon. Well,
yeah. On like an island as well.
Something similar to that is just Red Rooms.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever got proven to exist, but you know what a Red Room is.
I assume they're torture rooms though, aren't they?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, online paying, you know, clientele pay. Someone gets dismembered, whatever. You
get it's like 10 grand and we'll chop their leg off. Yeah.
That's
like
fucked.
Yeah. Really crazy. Messed up.
Crazy.
And I used to think, you see before like all this Epstein Island stuff, like if you would have told me that like that island stuff was there, I think you're out of your mind. Like you are a tinfoil hat. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Since all that, and then all these little bits that keep popping up, I just think now like absolutely that stuff exists.
100%. I mean, we've all just watched Tyler Oliver's Bohemian Grove video. I watched two of his videos the other day. I watched Bohemian Grove video and then I watched his Epstein Island one. So Epstein Island now, they've like the temples like been painted and shit, and the dome's been removed off the top, the sundial's gone. So it's
they're trying to just like not make it a place.
They're selling it, but it's like, who the fuck is buying that?
I don't know though, because like unless people have been killed,
170 mil.
No. It's not even people who get mate. Think about almost even worse than that to an extent.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that stuff's fine. I'm saying like realistically, if you like change everything and gut it out, there's going to be some rich person that's going to want to buy it. 100%.
Of course, there'll be someone to buy it. But I tell you what, you get at a cut price deal. That's for sure. Yeah. That island is not going for retail. Let me tell you,
the PR that comes with it as well. Like when you buy it, everyone's going to know you fucking bought it. Like, surely there's not...
And I always think that you're always going to have those people that want to just get on the island. So you're always going to have people trying to get on your island.
Mr. Beast is going to buy it.
It looks so... Oh, yeah.
Nah, that would be such a bad look.
It's so easy to get on, by the way. Just grab a little jet ski, go out there, and you just swam to the island and he was on.
Yeah, I mean, if there's not... Like, think about it. That place would be like up and down, has been taken apart. So I guess you're just kind of going on.
I'm surprised no one actually broke into the temple. Like, I am surprised by that because it doesn't look like something too difficult to get into.
It must be, otherwise people would have done it, man.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. But the people that are going there are usually like teenagers just doing that, you know, exploring, like making a little YouTube video. But you could have got in and really got some good juicy shit, man.
Maybe,
get in there and it's just
It's empty.
People always believe that it goes underground, don't they?
Yeah, I thought it did.
I don't know if it does. Is it confirmed?
I think so.
Yeah, it's all underground.
Yeah, I think it
What's your thoughts on the Tyler Oliveira video then?
What the Epstein
in terms
one.
Of like the interviews? No. The Bohemian Grove one.
It was a good video.
We've spoken about the Bohemian Grove before on this, right? So we don't need to go into what it was.
But we haven't spoken about.
I reckon just give a vague summary of what it is to people.
For the locals, he's done the video, and I can't remember the exact name of the town, but next to Bohemian Grove. But he goes there and he asks everyone that essentially lives there and works there about Bohemian Grove, and they're all very cryptic about it. But they're also not. They're also like, yeah, it's a bad place, man. You don't want to be asking too much about that. I used to work there. I can say some stuff. I don't want to say anything. Actually, I don't want to be on camera. And it's so like, oh shit. Like, makes it seem so like it's definitely something dodgy is going on. You have to watch it if you haven't already.
So he goes there and he eventually decides like, I need to break into here. And it actually looks a lot more difficult than I thought it would be to get. Like there was one bit where he tries to go there through a kayak, go over the river, jump up on the other side, but like something goes wrong, doesn't it? And he can't do it. So he has to go back, reset. And then he just decides he's just going to go through the front gate. Now, the first time he goes to do it, he gets like pulled up. There's a guy pretty much waiting there for him. And he's there like,
no way.
What the hell are you doing here?
Yes, I get out.
For somewhere that they claim that just has no, like, you know, they always claim that, oh, it's just a place where random bits and pieces happen, like it's not a secret thing. Mm. There's just a lot of security.
I mean, it could just be what they claim it is, like a club for the elites. Like, it's just like Shoreditch House, isn't it? But
that is true, though. Genuinely,
Shoreditch House
just be
for
that.
Like billionaires.
Yeah,
like royalty and shit.
But just so within the Bohemian Grove, they have like a few things. They have this thing called the Owl. Yeah. Right, and that is what Tyler tries to get to, because that's what they consider like the temple, the main bit of it.
Sacrificing children to the owl. And it's meant to be a god, isn't it? An ancient god of some sort? Some kind of...
But then there's also like a theater-looking thing with loads of benches. Mm. And there's actual photos of loads of people like sat there. Obviously, when he goes in the middle of the night, it's completely empty. But you just... If it is a thing where it's just like elite people go to hang out there, what the hell are they doing when they're there? Because it's not like some sort of luxurious paradise that people are there like, oh, I need to go there and what a sick weekend this is going to be.
Yeah.
Like it is, it's like on par with like Scientology level.
Yeah. They say they decide the president there before it actually happens.
Yeah.
They get hookers in apparently. Top end hookers always come in when they all turn up there. It is a bit of a sketchy
place.
Now,
the thing that cracked me up was when they were speaking to that woman, she said, yeah, they always come and ask the locals for drugs. It's just like when a group go on a holiday to a lad's
holiday. It's like a lad's holiday.
Yeah, but anyone got a number.
Oi, Bill Gates, you get the sniffing. You're on Ket duty. And oi, Bezos, make sure you bring the Mandy.
Proddy's mate round the bend.
Yeah.
But...
Medic.
He gets in.
Medic needed a Bohemian Grove. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so this is it. Like, you're trying to tell me like that nothing dodgy goes on here. What I will say about Bohemian Grove, though, in the same vein that we speak about like Area 51, right? I think at some point mad shit went on here.
No, it doesn't.
But now it's so bait that it's just moved. There's a new spot that they go to. It's too bait now. No, you know, if you are one of these elites, you're not going to be there like, oh yeah, I'm going to head to the Bohemian Grove. Like, man, everybody knows what's going down there. They've defo moved it to a new spot.
This is the actual website, by the way. I've pulled up on the screen right now. Clubs.
Yeah, so it is a club.
So read
Sonoma County. Trying to see what's interesting to read there. The Bohemian Grove includes club-maintained buildings, common outdoor theatrical and dining venues, member-maintained camp structures, roads and trails, meandering through magnificent stands of virgin redwood trees and other native hardwoods, and access to the Russian River.
See, this is what I'm saying. You just would not become a member of this place. Like that, mate, that just sounds like the Scottish Highlands. I used to take my dog on that walk.
It obviously is just, this is just a lot of
it's
fucking
just a front.
Waffle,
it has to be a front.
So have you seen the clip that he references in there? I'm not going to say who filmed the clip originally, but you know the clip that I'm talking
about.
I know
you're
talking in the video. This is actually from, I'll pull that clip up. But this is fucked because he's filmed the whole ceremony.
Yes.
I remember this.
It does sound a bit devil worshipy.
How did he sneak in? Does it say? So what we're watching right here, for the audio listeners, is a video years ago where someone snuck into Bohemian Grove and essentially they're filming what looks to be
a ritual.
Like a ritual. Yeah, it literally is. It's in the stands. They're on stage. It looks like they're all dressed up. It's a bit low quality. I can't really see, but they're on stage.
Do you want to wipe your headphones on?
Yeah, let me wipe my headphones on.
Because you can hear what they're chanting and stuff.
Is there a small bit that's interesting? Oh my God, it's 1 hour 30.
Yeah, but this is a full doc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
It almost seems a bit GCSE drama, though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Bro, it's crazy to think that people do this, though.
Yeah, and it just... No one's experienced it.
Well, this guy has.
Fuck, man. There needs to be a YouTube version of this.
It could just be what...
Like all the boys
there online,
up.
Where it was like theatrical performances. Is this just not a little play that they're putting on?
yeah, it's such a good point. Like, it just could be.
You know, rich people are into like super weird shit or like super artsy stuff. Like, they'll go watch, this isn't like a rich person thing, but like opera and stuff, it gets just a little bit deeper than that.
Because rich people,
older people, not just necessarily rich.
I do want to bring up just something that JME said though on the pod when we're talking about like the Illuminati and stuff. Is there really a secret society here if every man and their dog knows about the secret society? Do you know what I mean? Like in that vein,
I think a secret society definitely probably would exist, but we just know the name if we think it is, right? But the idea of knowing about secret society is just a common concept, right? There can still be one.
Yeah, but it would be a lot more, like, it would be pretty useless if a secret society is no longer secret, right?
Yeah, but I mean, okay, let's just say the world believes that there's one and it's the Illuminati, right? So it might just not be called that.
But there probably
is one. And
so it's the idea of
the
it
idea
versus,
of one existing.
I've said this. There's no smoke without fire on these things. And where the fuck did this fire, like this smoke come from?
But I'm telling you nowadays, mate, I spoke about this. I put it in one of my group chats. I was like, is it anybody else's like X, their Twitter timeline? Mine's filled with conspiracies now.
Yeah, mine is.
But in a way, I'm looking at it like, so recently they had the cargo ship.
Yeah.
Right? The cargo ship.
I thought this was just me. Full of it.
They were saying like, oh my God, it's a conspiracy. This is
cyber
an attack on
cyber.
And they're like, no, this is a malfunction. A power goes out. You can see it go in and out. And of course, yeah, okay, somebody could have attacked you. But you can say that about anything that goes wrong ever. That it's an attack.
You got to be careful when you enjoy conspiracies, because you don't want to become, I love a good conspiracy, right? But you don't want to become one of those people where something happens in the world, a world event happens, or just something that makes the news and everyone's talking about. You don't want to be that person that you instantly just turn to the conspiracy side of it.
Yeah.
So like this boat crashes into the fucking bridge, right? Instantly Twitter's just full with, damn, they drove it in there, that's an attack. Like,
yeah,
but no, they just didn't, the power go off,
and they were like, the Russians
it was
did this
peddling that though. Yeah. He said you can see the power go out.
No, but you it was tape peddling it.
It was a lot,
but there was everybody was chatting.
But I guess at the same time it's good to be you know, like, you don't want to just be like, oh, I'll take it at face value, whatever the media says is correct. Yeah, it's good to have your own thought process behind it, but it's just everything that happens now, there seems to be a conspiracy.
I think we've all seen the video of the ship crashing in. It is crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, I didn't, so people that haven't seen it, if you're viewing, you can probably watch it. But to just the listeners out there, it's a massive cargo ship, like the biggest ones you can get, really. And it's a bridge in, what state was this again?
It was in Maryland. Baltimore, which is Maryland.
Can I show you a video? Can I show you a video? I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a perspective video. Type in POV.
Oh God, here we go. This is
POV.
Now we're talking, Chip.
POV.
Fed up of this serious stuff.
POV Baltimore Bridge, if that's what the bridge is called. Just type it in. Yeah, you could type it into it if you want. I was going to say YouTube. Okay, this should be it.
Like POV, the Baltimore Bridge, and it's just some TikToker doing like
a
meme.
Can you just do it on YouTube, because I didn't see it on Twitter.
What am I looking for, bro?
You're looking for a POV from a car driving across the bridge, and it's going to show you, because it's different.
Okay,
looking.
Car POV
when I saw this, I was like, holy shit.
Somebody really...
Oh, this is going to annoy me because it was a great video I wanted to show you.
Did you like it on TikTok or something?
It's just essentially a person driving across the bridge, but it shows you the scale and it was a quite crazy. Like how.
As in the ship was massive?
As in like, yeah, when you see it from that angle, this car's angle, you're like, oh, okay. Because, yeah, obviously we know the bridge is big, but you've seen it from like a helicopter views and shit.
As soon as the ship touches the bridge, it just collapses.
You know what it is, though? It looks like that, but I think what it is that's a lot of force just slowly, slowly, slowly pulling it down.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, but it looks like it's the first impact because it's such a big boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's in like...
Did you see this theory?
So this guy is the
Chief Waffler.
Chief Conspiracy Waffler.
Yeah. So read this.
I'll read it up.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Someone recorded this moment on their TV where two birds seem to disappear into thin air during live coverage of the bridge collapse. In the movie the Obamas produced, Leave the World Behind, which, by the way, oh my God.
You hate that.
I hate that movie. The birds started acting in crazy, highly unusual ways after a cyber attack shuts everything down and causes a massive container ship to crash. As Fox News and many other stations flock to cover, all eyes are currently on Baltimore, Maryland, while the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse has shut down a major U.S. port after the massive container ship, Dali, mysteriously lost power before bringing it down. Meanwhile, Obama is continuing to meet with powerful figures across the globe ahead of the 2024 election. What are we in store for next? See, that just doesn't fucking, like, that tweet there is just pure, like, just pure waffle. You started off about two birds that disappeared to thin air.
So here we go.
What, like...
Wait for it. They go.
Yeah, but it could be anything.
Yeah, it's obviously just cap.
What is the birds? What's going on with them birds, though?
It could literally be anything. It could be the angle of it. It could be it just cut at a weird time.
Yeah, probably a cut,
could be
right?
The frames are fucked on it. Like, mate, there's a million things that could happen. Look how zoomed in it is as well. Like,
it was probably an overlay from the news channel, like... It was covering a certain angle.
But is it like, okay, so you know what he's managed to do there? He's managed to take a weird, like, tiny bit there and just build out this entire theory.
Oh, here we go.
So what do we get? Community notes. Region of interest encoding allocates different amounts of bandwidth to different parts of the frame based on the importance or activity level. The compression algorithm sees that the sky doesn't change much, so it allocates resources accordingly. There you go. Do you see what I mean? Like, it's just... It's all scaremongering, and it's like people really buy into it. And like Chip said, it's cool and it's fine to go and do a bit of your own research, but it's also really easy to get sucked into these crazy theories. It could be fun, but at the same time, it's like, mate, not everything is a madness.
Yeah. But also people are like very quick to disregard stuff like dragons existed. Like people think that they didn't exist.
Did they?
Dragons definitely
exist. Are you talking about fire-breathing dragons?
Forget about the fire for a second, but dragons definitely existed. Like, where did that come from then?
Well, a book, innit?
No,
fiction.
But dragons definitely existed. If you're saying dinosaurs existed,
yeah,
then there's no reason why a flying dragon couldn't exist.
Wait, no, but dinosaurs, we have like the bones and everything from.
Fossils for it. There's no fossils.
We didn't just make that up.
Yeah, but they might have just existed even long ago.
Nah, yeah, see, that's your problem. You're on a fiction hype.
No.
We've come with a scientific backing.
Honestly, if you've got proof that flying dinosaur, pterodactyl, existed, why the fuck couldn't a dragon exist?
Wait, what's the difference then? What do you mean about a dragon then?
So I'm saying, everyone says dragons are mythical creatures.
Yeah. Yes.
So why couldn't they exist if a flying fucking T-Rex or whatever the fuck
because it didn't exist. Because there's no proof that it ever existed. We have proof that dinosaurs existed.
A billion years before.
Right, okay, well then there could have been, you know, people with a million heads walking
sure,
around.
Sure, but there's no fiction. You can say that about anything. There's nothing in literature to suggest a person with a million heads existed. But there is with dragons. So there's no smoke without fire. That's what I'm saying.
There's no way you can compare dinosaurs to that.
So you're saying mermaids didn't exist?
Yeah, because we never had any proof that mermaids existed.
No, that's just a fictional thing. No smoke without fire.
You're talking about like mythology, though. You're like, all right, so fucking
Zeus. Where did mythology come from then?
Zeus and all them, man. They were chilling, yeah?
So then you have to believe in all that.
Zeus is a god, though. It's a bit different. He was a god. Like, he was someone that people like prayed
to. No smoke without fire, prod.
Yeah. See, yeah, that smoke without a fire, but like, I get it, and it is a useful train of thought and something to live by to an extent, but... Mate, yeah, sure, like, right now I could come up with the fact that I've got a three-headed knob and then I'm walking around and then in 5 years time you go, well, fuck, man, like there's no smoke
but
without
the
fire.
Logic I'm saying, yeah, if a fucking dragon, you're saying it couldn't exist, yeah?
But, no, of course anything could have existed. Yeah, that's silly
to say
that.
But there is fact to a dinosaur with wings.
Yeah, that's
a pterodactyl.
What I was gonna say,
yeah, so a pterodactyl
that
existed.
Backs you up a little bit because a pterodactyl, it is a madness when you look at one. But I think a dragon.
What
is
are you
like,
talking about?
He's saying like, oh, if a pterodactyl can exist, a dragon can exist. But a dragon is
but
like
we have the bones of a pterodactyl.
Yeah, and that is another thing. But also, isn't a dragon like it's fire breathing? Right? It's like this mythical fire breathing creature.
I spoke to Lewis about this because he said,
the voice of all reason.
He went against me, so he was actually being reasonable for once. Yep, he said that a dragon was formed it was everyone's deepest, darkest fears encapsulated into a creature.
Oh wow!
So it's like something that's got spikes, big teeth, a huge tail, fire breathing, like all of that. And so that's where the mythology of it came from. But the point I make is, if this could exist, a flying dinosaur, then there's no reasons to why a dragon could not have existed, but we just don't have proof that it did exist.
Yeah, but my point is that train of thought is unlimited.
Yeah, anything could.
You then could reach, and anything could be exist. You can,
but we have no proof. Let's say, if we use the god example.
Yeah,
we have no proof that a god
correct,
existed.
And that's why personally I don't believe in
same.
That.
Same. Yeah. So. Therefore, it's you can be more critical about that thing.
So you're saying because something exists that is
slightly
similar to the idea. Yeah, I guess so, but it just is missing some of the main traits that make it a dragon, really, right?
Yeah. I don't believe in the fire breathing could ever exist, just for note.
Why not?
That scientifically wouldn't make sense.
Why not?
How can you breathe fire?
Gonna need the data behind.
And don't say how could a dragon with wings exist because a fucking pterodactyl did.
Yeah, no, but that's the point that I'm making is the idea of a dragon. If a dragon could exist, why couldn't the fire breathing? Like, that's pretty insane.
Oh, I feel like that's one step too far.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why I draw the line, bro.
Do you remember when you first found out that dragons didn't exist? I remember because I was very disappointed.
Don't remember because they do exist.
Okay, fair enough. But when I was told that they weren't a real thing, I was disappointed. You ever watched the movie Reign of Fire? Christian Bale. It's a dragon movie.
Okay.
Yeah, pull it up. Fucking banger, by the way. If anyone's listening.
What, we're just going to watch a movie on the pod?
No. So, this movie, I fucking love this movie, man.
That looks cold.
That's a cool poster, eh? Yeah.
Very good. Alfie could never.
But yeah, now you should watch this, man. Am I right in saying, it's Christian Bale.
What, do like dragons like breathe fire onto the parliament?
It's like
building.
The world's gone and essentially dragons took over and it's like set in London.
I'm going to be honest, this looks dog shit.
I think back when I was a kid.
Give me the Rotten Tomato score. Anything under 60% and you can walk off.
Score, I'm certain of it.
Because it looks stupid. Oh my
god. There you
god. Go, see, I'm not going to lie, I think Lady in America did better than this.
Yeah. Wait, is this got Bruce Willis in?
I don't know, but you know, back in the day,
42%.
Back in the day, obviously, when you're watching it as a kid, you're like, it's an amazing movie. Best movie. It's like when you watch Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, they were good back in the day, and now. Revenge of the Sith is good, but the other two are debatable.
Hey, that's got a stacked cast, you know.
Oh, Jared Butler in there.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. So let me just say this movie made some stars.
Christian Bale, Matthew McConaughey, Jared Butler. I don't know who Isabella Scorupo is.
Alexander Siddig.
I do recognize him.
Also, we've been doing a lot of filming lately, me and Chip. We've been grinding, building out the library that we've got over on Loaded, because it is coming together very nicely. And just the feedback we've had has been so sick. I'm not going to lie, Chip. It must have felt good after working on that thing for like a year.
I was really worried nobody signed up, but a lot of people did.
We've got thousands and thousands of people over there.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful for the people that took a chance on us. And honestly, just the feedback's been nuts.
Yeah, because so many people have signed up, it now allows us to do content that is just a little bit extra and crazier, bigger budgets.
Yeah,
the money goes back into the content.
We got one planned in for next month called the Beer Mile.
Yes, that'll be a banger.
So we're gonna get a few of the boys that get ratty.
Team Chip versus Team Cow Butmore race
banger.
That should already be out now. Loaded. That's a nice one. It's a little 40-minute special.
But yeah, guys, go over there, check it out. And of course, like podcasts like this, they're up a day early, ad free. We also have bonus podcasts, our Film Friday, which is a banger. We just did it on
June 2 and Roadhouse.
Yeah. The Roadhouse one is the Conor McGregor movie, and we went into depth about that. Very interesting. We're on a pretty heavy conspiracy bender right now.
What's even going on?
Well, on this pod?
Yeah.
No, we're deep in lore here.
We're so deep in lore. I tell you what's a conspiracy that... Right, here's a good question for you. What is a conspiracy that was like a conspiracy for a very long time, but actually ended up somehow being proven true?
Epstein's Island. Massively, yes.
But was that a conspiracy?
Yeah. That there was an elite island filled with elites where mad shit happened. Went into it. That was a genuine conspiracy theory.
Give me another one then. Give me another one. But you are right, because that was one. Give me another one. Give me a juice one. Maybe even get a Google going.
Popular conspiracy theories proved right.
Yes.
I mean, you. There's going to be a few that
I'm interested
in.
I must have Googled this years ago, but...
Aliens existing. They've literally come out and said, and said that they have.
It's still like
they have spaceships. The governments have said this.
It's still like speculative, though. Until like the White House says it, no one gives a shit, really, which is quite sad.
I believe you. Here we go. All right, I'll read one out here. So here's another one. The conspiracy was that the government was stealing dead bodies to do radioactive testing. And the truth was, the government was stealing parts of dead bodies because they needed young tissue. They recruited a worldwide network of agents to find recently deceased babies and children and then take samples and even limbs, each collected without notification or permission of 1,500 grieving families.
That's deep.
That is nuts. Damn. Here we go. Here's another conspiracy called bad booze. During Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking. Isn't that just kind of alcohol?
Yeah.
Anyways, the truth was that crazy conspiracy theories almost always suggest that government is behind it all, and they were right again. Manufacturers of industrial alcohol had been mixing their product with dangerous chemicals for years prior to the Prohibition. Between 1926 and 1933, the federal government pushed manufacturers to use stronger poisons to discourage bootleggers from turning the alcohol into moonshine. That didn't stop the bootleggers or their customers, and by the end of Prohibition, more than 10,000 Americans had been killed by tainted booze.
Jesus.
That one, I don't know.
The Manhattan Project was one.
What was that?
That's like the fucking Oppenheimer shit, right? Or something along the lines, building a bomb out in the middle of a desert. Can you just type that in?
Should we go through these?
Sorry. Don't get rid of that tab. Yeah. You go in on this. We'll go back to mine in a minute.
All right. The first lady who ran the country, this conspiracy was a stroke rendered President Woodrow Wilson incapable of governing, and his wife, Serapisilli, what the fuck? I've never seen that word.
Serapisilli.
Huh?
Like serendipity almost.
No, that's completely different. What the hell's this word, Chip? I swear to God, I've never seen this before.
Serendipity.
Nah.
Nah, I can't believe it. There's rarely that I see a word that I've it is. This word means that.
What the fuck?
Secret, stealthily.
Sorry.
Yeah, so it's kind of like being stealthy in a way that attempts to avoid notice. Oh, yeah, so it's just like secretively. Okay, so his wife secretly stepped in. Oh, why can't they just put that instead? Why are they trying to get fancy on me? Anyways, the truth is President Woodrow Wilson did suffer a debilitating stroke towards the end of his presidency, but the government felt it was in the country's best interest to keep things quiet. The public didn't learn about the stroke for months, during which time his wife, Edith Wilson, was making most of the executive decisions. I'm not going to lie, that sounds awfully familiar to the current state of the US presidency with Joe Biden.
Yeah,
because that man is in no way capable of running a country. And I think there is a good chance there is somebody else making the decisions.
Yeah, when you look at Joe Biden and you just see him like forgetting stuff and he's obviously not too well, and you're just like, damn, like this guy is like in control of the biggest superpower in the world. Like, he can't be.
Like, he can barely string a coherent sentence.
It makes it like, if it wasn't bait before, it very much is now, that he's just not pulling the strings, right?
Yeah.
Because he's all over the gaff.
Here we go. Let's do that Dalai Lama one. This is cool. I hadn't heard this. The Dalai Lama is actually a CIA agent. That was a conspiracy. And now the truth was, perhaps the reason the Dalai Lama is smiling in all those photos has something to do with the six-figure salary he pulled from the U.S. government during the 1960s, according to declassified intelligence documents. He earned $180,000 in connection with the CIA's funding of the Tibetan resistance to the tune of $1.7 million per year. The idea was to disrupt and hamper China's infrastructure. Bro.
I was getting a bag.
He was getting paid off by the CIA. This is crazy. When you hear stuff like this, man, anything is possible. For all we know, Stanley could be a CIA agent, man.
Here we go. John Lennon. The FBI was spying on former Beatle John Lennon. The truth is that the crazy conspiracy theories regarding celebs are always interesting, and this one is most certainly true. Like many counterculture heroes, Lennon was considered a threat. Anti-war songs like Give Peace a Chance didn't exactly endear former Beatle John Lennon to the Nixon administration. In 1971... the FBI put Lennon under surveillance. Immigration and Naturalization Service tried to deport him a year later.
Well, all because his tunes were just a bit nutty.
I guess like music did, especially back then. Well, I guess even still now, it does have a massive effect on the world.
I mean, another big one was Julian Assange.
Yeah.
When he whistleblew.
Yeah.
That was a mega one.
What was it? Was there another whistleblower?
There's been a few whistleblowers. What about, I mean, this isn't really so much a conspiracy, but have you seen all the stuff about Boeing?
Yeah.
Oh shit, yeah, there's a whistleblower at Boeing, wasn't there?
Yeah,
who died?
He's been killed.
Probably. Funnily, so, yeah. Quick one on this one, bro. We're deep in the rabbit hole. So if you're still dialed in here, then I know your mind is just as twisted as ours is. But Boeing have had a lot of problems on their planes. Let's not be around the bush. And, you know, I'll get into that in a second, but let's stay on this. Boeing have had a lot of issues recently with their planes. They've had to be grounded, incidents happening of like literally doors like coming off in the sky.
That was crazy.
Boeing, and I actually watched a documentary a little while back about, I believe it was their 737 MAX 8 or 8 or 9 plane, and essentially how they cut loads of corners. Anyways, the documentary went out, but it got swept under the rug. I watched this documentary, like this is like a company ending type of documentary, but it just, no one really picked up on it. Anyways, this whistleblower then comes out and is going through a deposition, I believe it was called, where he's just giving out all this information. There's a certain like process you have to go through if you're a whistleblower, and he's given out this information. Anyways, after he's done that, he's gone back to his hotel. I think he was found dead in. He goes back and he's found dead, and it looks like a suicide. Obviously, all of his friends and family were there. Like, he even told us he would not commit suicide. And this is very recent. He's dead now, wow. This whistleblower. Let me tell you, there is something up with Boeing, and I think that's
mental, isn't it? A company would do that to someone. Know,
what mate, happens if a company like Boeing just gets fucked up? Because majority of the world's planes,
no, because there's Airbus, there's
most airlines have a good portion of Boeing.
Their market share must be
massive.
Yes,
Yeah, and you're right. Like, imagine if there was just a ruling or a restriction that came out.
Boeing said, planes have done that.
No more Boeing planes.
Yeah. I'd be happy because I hate flying on them now.
Here you go.
I actually have started to stop checking the model of plane when I fly because if it is a 737 MAX, I get fucking so nervous that I sometimes think about sacking the flight off.
Yeah. Well, no, loads of people. I've seen a lot of TikToks of people just coming out like, I straight up, before I book it, I check what it is, and I just will not fly on these particular airplanes because so many corners were cut in building them. And that's what the whistleblower was doing. He was explaining just how many corners were cut and how, because they would often get audits of companies to come outside and to review the process and stuff. And if you read through those classified reports, it's just anything. Was it the Ryanair CEO came out recently and said, yeah, when they had these planes, they would just find like random bolts loose. They would find like wrenches and stuff just left underneath certain parts of the plane. Like, yeah, it's just shocking stuff. And you think like, you know, these are planes carrying, you know, hundreds of people. So many lives are at stake every time one of these goes into the air. And you're telling me that it's just no one's that arsed. That's 40, crazy.
42%. Is their current market share. So if somehow went, a ruling went against Boeing planes, 42% of planes just fucking dusted.
Yeah, which makes me think, because then it's also in the airlines, so, you know, your BAs, Ryan, all that, it's in their interest in a way to not have Boeing cancel, because it means that they've got to then buy a bunch of planes to
Not only that, like, the whole world economy is propped up on, I think it's a tourism, suddenly people just can't get to your fucking country. Like, everything starts to kind of crumble.
Look what happened during COVID. Like, for example, with Bermuda, like, their huge population rely on tourism to sort of live. And the country itself, its economy does balance on tourism. During COVID, it was fucked. So the country's sort of dynamic changed, and the way they looked at like sort of social policy and stuff had to switch. And now the country's fucked as a result of it. Like, hotels have closed down, which sort of have maybe 100 to 200 people working in them.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people's livelihoods gone.
Chip.
Damn.
Do you know about Menugate?
I don't know about Menugate. I've seen it on the screen here. I do want to know about it though. So
I'm going to let Proddy talk about this one. I did a bit of research on it last night, but Prod, I'm going to let you run Chip through this because it's weird, but then I've got a bit of a plot twist at the end that I want to share.
All right, I'm not going to read the screen, Proddy.
There's a man called Cody in Atlanta, and who he's convinced that he's the only one living in his large apartment block. So he first noticed this when he left his apartment and saw Chinese menus being placed in everyone's doors. So the way this happened is he was leaving his flat. He saw the actual person putting them in there. They were wedging them between the door and the door frame. So if you open the door, they'll fall out and someone will pick them up.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But he noticed that they were there from Friday to Sunday. So no one had been in their flat doors between Friday and Sunday.
Not a single door open.
So there were a few that were gone by day five, but most of them were still there by day five. So he was like, right, does anyone actually live here? He then went outside to kind of check the exterior of the flat it was Thanksgiving, 8 p.m. Thanksgiving evening. So a time that loads of people would be in their homes, celebrating with family, all of that sort of stuff. And there was two lights on in the whole complex where 800 people should live.
Yeah.
In total. He then took it a step further. He then went down to the garage and found a load of parked cars that were gathering dust. A few of them had wheel clamps on them, notice of removal, all of that sort of thing. Most of the cars just hadn't moved in the whole time that he'd lived there, essentially. He then went one step further and he was noticing that there wasn't any fire alarms in the building.
This is crazy, this next bit.
He was on live on TikTok because he built up a big following during this whole menu gate. He went on live and someone in the chat said, pull a fire alarm. So he went and found the only fire alarm that he could find and pulled it. Obviously made a sound and he left the building expecting everyone to evacuate. Not a single person steps out the block.
Wait, hold up. Does the fire alarm go off in the whole thing?
Yeah, it was it's like a public fire alarm.
It's one of them levers you pull.
Nah, wait, whoa, this is interesting, man. So carry on.
Developers claim that not a single flat, maybe one or two in the whole complex were vacant. They said they're full.
They're claiming
how many flats do we have in the numbers? How many flats are there?
There's a lot of flats. No, there were a lot.
800 people could live there.
Yeah.
So 2-3 bedroom flats and stuff like that.
Yeah, a couple hundred flats maybe as well.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And it's different blocks as well. But he thought, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to explore the local area. Mm-hmm. So around it's very kind of Stepford Wives, like Truman Show vibes, where it's all very new. And it feels like a bit like a film set almost. He was going around the coffee shops and bars and restaurants, and there was always one bloke sat.
Pull up the video for this one.
Yeah.
Because this is good. I'll narrate it along for all my audio boys out there.
God, I am enjoying this.
Put your headphones on.
This is some good shit, man.
Yeah.
This
is what we live for.
You know what? This is what I need on a Thursday. We need to get Stanley some headphones. I hate watching without him.
Yeah, look at him.
Be that guy.
Here we go. So this is him.
I'm not including him.
I live in the abandoned apartment complex in Atlanta. I swear to God, I feel like I'm living in the Matrix. I walk by this guy in a suit and tie sitting at a table in front of Chipotle having a conversation. And then I walk by another guy sitting at a table in a suit and tie at McAllister's Deli. And he's having the exact same conversation. And then I look around. Like, this guy over here is having the same conversation. The same as that guy. The same as that guy and that guy. And when I say they're everywhere, I mean... They're like everywhere. Every single business in the shopping center has a young man in a suit and tie sitting there on a phone call, having the exact same phone call, giving the exact same presentation to someone at the exact same time.
Now I know. Now it's become a bit of waffle for me.
Okay.
The guy's vibe has ruined the story a little bit.
He does like the sound of his own voice a bit.
Not even that. It sounds, well, yeah, and it sounds a little bit, don't we all? It sounds a little, now it sounds far, now he's made it sound far-fetched. Like, first of all, that bit sounds a bit far-fetched, doesn't it? Everyone having the same conversation, that sounds like something out of the Truman Show.
Yeah.
But just his approach to the TikTok, if that was real and that actually was happening, it sounds like he's trying to convince you. But like, okay. I'm not convinced. I feel like if that actually happened to me or you, I'd be on fucking FaceTime.
So what do you think happened there? You think that's a setup?
This seems like, now it just seems like content, man. Now it seems like content to me. The story is interesting.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
Is there any more info, by the way, from the doc that I need?
Nah.
No, so that's the latest. So discuss. It's like a 35-parter.
Okay, so now we're discussing it, right? Okay, so it's Atlanta. Do we have a can I see a picture of the building?
You can show the video. Get the video of the Chinese menus.
I think this is a real elaborate, like, yeah, I saw that.
If this is an elaborate thing.
An elaborate creepy pasta, it reminds me of.
Here, look.
No audio.
Do you want audio? You don't need it.
Okay, so here it is.
Yeah, so he's just walking down. He's showing everybody the Chinese menus.
Has come in or out of their building in 3 days? Like, what is going on here? Like,
nah.
Seriously?
He's too... Is too.
But now remember, that's just like part one. That's just the very first video we did on.
Oh, okay, so it could have been like a little bit.
And these are the cars.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, so he's just showing around all these cars. They've been clamped. They've got like notice of removals on them.
14th, that it's improperly parked, damaged bumper, and no one has touched it. No one's taken the boots off of it. No one has moved it. The window.
You got the fire alarm thing.
Yeah, the fire alarm thing is actually crazy, though. To be fair,
yeah, like if you're belling off that fire alarm,
I don't know if he's got a video of this because it was on live. If it's in his playlist,
someone will have done it. Though.
Maybe he
wouldn't have been able to add it.
Fire alarm, because I'm sure somebody would
screen record.
Yeah. Let's have a look.
Menugate major apartment update. I just got an email that says the parking garage is closed until further notice and no one can move their cars in and out. And I just got home. Excuse me, but just who in the hell are all of these people? What are all these cars doing here? Why aren't we allowed to park in the garage?
Are you sure you're not,
what is going
you're
on?
You're not living on a movie set.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cop cars here. That says crime scene investigation. This car is just abandoned with his door open. Did Menugate the abandoned apartment complex?
That could be interesting, you know. He could just be stitching everyone up here, and he could genuinely just be in a movie set.
It could be a new TV show.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know how they build up like these mini towns?
Yeah.
And then it's going to come out. That
and
this
what?
Is
and
actually...
everyone's just practicing their lines.
This is what the block looks like, Chip.
Okay. Somebody.
Nah, I don't.
The thing is, yeah, I'm not.
What are your thoughts on it, Chip?
I think it's waffle.
But so what
it's
is
super cool? It's interesting, but now the TikToks make it seem like waffle. Also, everything about it is just so easy to fake, isn't it? The menus.
Yeah.
Look, he's done what? 10 doors each side. come on, man, that's really easy.
Yeah, fine, that's easy to fake.
4 a.m., just go and slip them in. Yeah, it's a bit dodgy, but and then run down the hall going, look at all these menus.
He then does add that he saw after all he was making commotion, all of them had gone by like six days, a week in, like all of the menus had gone. So he was like, oh, are they like clocking onto me that I'm sort of exposing this?
Car park. He's shown a few cars, but like I'd need to see every car and every car would need to be a bad to convince me.
So let me tell you one thing. A few comments I saw was people were saying that it's actually augmented reality game, ARG.
What do you mean?
Great shout.
And I actually didn't fully understand what that was. So I did a little bit of digging and...
I read about these.
Yeah. Do you want to type this in real quick? The ARG, augmented reality...
I think I also have an idea. There was a game, and I knew somebody that played this game back in Manchester one time. Well, whilst these types are in, I'll tell you about it. Listeners might know. So essentially, you can do a real life zombies apocalypse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you sign up, and it's a proper event. They've cornered off streets. They've done whatever. They've got buildings, abandoned buildings, hired out. Goal is to get from start to end, maybe pick up items on the way. But it's essentially creating a real life video game. All paid actors, extras. If they bite you, you're out.
Yeah.
Or you join that team. You go get your makeup done. You're a zombie. It very much could just be he's in that kind of game as it's ongoing or whatnot. And they've got it all set up to seem super real. Kind of like what you're talking about. And he's just kind of filming the in-between bits.
Yeah.
It could easily be that.
Yeah, it's like a live-action game.
Apartment building could be, like, he could just be in there when the game's not started yet and the game's set up and it's, like, figure out all the clues, got to
yeah.
Like,
what, is he willingly in that game, you mean?
He could be someone that's behind the game, behind the scenes. He could be anyone. He could just be going promoting when the game's not running at the time and just being set
up. It could just be an unbelievable PR stunt for something coming out as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
What he's saying is the least likely thing, obviously, because it's just so unlikely.
It's so far-fetched, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, the one thing I would say that the reason why it might not be like that AR game is because he's wearing different clothes in a lot of the videos.
Yeah.
Like, so we'd have to get changed a lot of times.
Hmm.
But yeah. Anyways, that's Menugate. Let us know down in the comments. What do you guys think? Maybe, you know what? There's a good chance that people know the answer and we just don't know.
They've probably already figured it out by now and then we're just fucking...
Stupid.
Yeah, which is true. That was good though. I liked that. Come on, what else have you got?
Nah, we got to stop talking. We got to stop talking conspiracies because we're deep in the trenches right now. We ain't got one more. Well, I want to talk about scams instead.
But there's also a bit... Well, it's not a conspiracy. It is just a scam. Temu.
Oh my God. Guys.
Long day.
You lot fucked it. You fucked it.
Nah, I'm 50 quid up.
Nah, this... People that don't know, online, particularly yesterday, I think it was, is when I started seeing it.
Yep.
There's this thing going around on Temu where... You could sign up, and by getting somebody else to sign up and they use your code, you get 50 quid and the person that signed up get 50 quid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, mate, 50 quid a sign up, that is insane.
And it's a lot of money. Like, I can understand why people are doing it.
Think about it. You just put it in the group chat.
Yeah.
Boom, you're like 300 quid up, whatever it is. And you know, you could get that out on Twitter and all these influencers start putting it out there and they were making so much money. In fact, one of our boys that work at the Fella Studios, one of the editors, some of his old colleagues had started doing it, pumping it out, getting it out there, and they made 22 grand.
So I've not looked into it too much. 22 okay,
for sign up.
Hold up. And we're not advertising this here, by the way.
We'll tell you why you absolutely shouldn't do this. There is a massive flaw, but we'll get into that.
So can you quickly run me through it? So you get 50. So you go on the website. You get 50 quid if you share your referral. So if I shared my referral code with you and you just signed up to the website.
We both get 50 quid.
We both get 50 quid, yeah.
And it goes to our PayPal accounts?
Yes.
Well, it gets paid out, yeah.
Is your, when you sign up, you get 50 quid on the site or?
No. You can get 100 on the site, I believe, in coupons.
Oh, so you could get like in-store credit.
Yeah.
But nobody's taking that because
fucking
to the people,
left.
Temu is like a, almost like a worse version of Wish. Now, it's if you're Alibaba. A YouTuber, you have probably, actually, I'll be 99% of you check your inbox, you've got an email from Temu saying, we'd like to sponsor a video. In fact, when this was first going round, I remember a couple of people said, okay, I'll check it out. They sent the stuff to them and the quality is just like awful.
Happened to you, Chip, didn't
it? Yeah, I remember Elliot came to me. He was like, yo, got a brand deal with you. I was like, okay, who's like, this is way before I knew what Temu was. So it's Temu's website. They want you to promote some of their stuff, like wholesalers. I was like, okay, send me the stuff. They sent me the stuff. And the stuff was just...
Mate, the worst quality. Like, it was like... it's like Happy Meal stuff.
Yeah,
it was plastic AirPods as well. Yeah,
now I know some of the stuff you can get on there is fine because my missus sometimes uses it. She'll get like kitchen stuff from there, and I'm like, all right. I'm like, if you must go for it, whatever, do what you want. She's like, it's so much cheaper, and I'm like, fair enough, I understand. And the stuff that comes is just normal stuff, but they do like rip off stuff, and they sent some majority AirPods Max, and it was
mate, the quality is so bad.
But yeah, so it is just essentially a Chinese wholesaler. And what I was going to say is if you probably own something from Temu already. Like we probably do anyway, because it's just dropshipper like heaven as well. Like you buy something, it's like 30 quid, white label, whatever, but it's probably from Alibaba or Temu.
Yeah. I mean, I've made videos on my second channel. It's like a big trend. Like I did it, you ordered it, but you can even just go look
did
at my
you get
videos.
Anything good?
No, it's all awful quality.
Awful.
It's all, there's nothing there that you go like, oh, wow, this is
yeah,
this
exactly
class.
Decent.
It's mental. But the problem with this scam is, and this is the real crux of it, is that by signing up and doing this, you are consenting and giving away rights to, this is what you give away your rights to, okay? You are giving Temu permission to use your photo, name, likeliness, voice, opinions, statements, biographical information, and or hometown and state world. So all of your, every bit of information possible they can use. Now imagine, and the main thing here is imagine your photo.
Yeah.
And what I mean by this is, let's say you're a good looking girl.
Yeah.
You sign up, you wanted your 50 quid. You're like, oh wait, this is class. Da, 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 da. You signed up, you got your 50 quid. You've just given them the right to use your photo. And it says perpetually there, which means forever, on whatever they want. You will, your face could be on some fucking advert for condoms.
Yeah.
For anything. And you've received 50 quid. Now, to begin with, people might be like, oh, like whatever, I don't really care. No. It's horrendous news. They could start using it for on fucking porn sites, whatever they wanted to do, because you've handed over the rights. And it's hard to really explain just how bad that is, because a lot of people be like, yeah, whatever, I doubt it'll happen. It will happen. And it's not only that, but all of this information and data will just get sold on to third parties that get sold on. So you're going all the way around, you're getting spam, you're getting shit through the mail. It's a constant, and it is... It's shocking.
Can I just say as well, people are so fucking stupid for not seeing the negative side of it as well. Like, they think they're getting free 50 quid, but at what expense?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
It's like, that saying, nothing in life is free.
No.
And it is very true. Like, you ain't actually getting this free 50 quid.
I actually have a real problem with this, like, younger generation of people that always think that there's something good in everything, because you should always be skeptical of absolutely everything in life. Even if
it's true, man.
To a certain degree, you should never think that something is, like, given to you for, like, out of the goodness of someone's heart, genuinely, unless it's a personal relation or something like that. With this, people will be looking at it and think, what the Chinese government want to do with my picture? Yeah. Well, what fucking wouldn't they want to do with your picture?
Well, it's a massive,
valuable asset to them.
What do they think? This is just a big giveaway.
Yeah.
What, Temu, where they're like, you know what, everyone can have 50 quid.
A company of that
size. Nothing is free.
Come on, there's obviously something behind it.
Yeah.
You get the feeling the second you see it, like free 50 quid, and then you see it actually coming up in people's PayPal accounts, and you're like, this can't be good.
No.
This is not going
to
be good.
It's shocking. And then to see it being promoted, and look, some credible people have put stuff out there.
I'm interested to see like the fallout, because it won't be instant. It'll probably be a few years, but I'm interested to see like what comes of the thing.
Well, just think about with all the AI stuff happening now.
Mm.
Like, remember, you sign a lot of stuff away here.
Get deep faked onto some Vietnamese gay website. Get my back blown out. Well,
all for two fucking Nandos, bro.
That's crazy when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Two Nandos.
For two Nandos, your back's being...
that now. It's like 20 quid for a Nandos with two sides or Deliveroo.
Worth it.
Even worse, you get the vegan mac and cheese, extra £1.20, as I said.
But the vegan one.
They vegan mac and cheese. But shout out Nando's because I love it. Just twerking for a black card. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, keep twerking. Do your thing.
So Danny Aaron's get one. Do it today.
He posted on a story.
Oh, can we talk about the hate that he's getting at the moment as well?
This is doing my nut.
Yeah, he is getting a lot of hate, isn't he? I saw a lot of tweets about it, but I fucking love Danny Aaron, so you won't get it out of me.
Look, we're Danny Aaron stands on this pod.
Yeah.
Do you know what is interesting, right? And I relate it similar to a transformation that Ethan went through. Mm-hmm. And I see a time, because there was definitely a time where Ethan got a lot of stick, and it's when he started losing weight, doing better for himself, and he had a new wave of confidence, self-confidence, and he wasn't afraid to show that. Now, you could argue, okay, that self-confidence maybe goes all the way over, like imagine it's a spectrum, like the self-confidence goes all the way over there, and it's like borderlining on a little bit, like if people can find it irritating, stuff like that. But it all happens because it's all so new. Right. And people are still finding out, like, their feet. This is a new thing for him. He feels good. He looks good. He's got confidence, money, whatever it is. And so for a little while, it's going to be all the way over on this side. Mm. That's just the way it is.
You know, when the underdog just becomes the dog.
Yes.
That's
the overdog.
Yeah. Like he ain't the underdog anymore. And then it's suddenly like, why am I rooting for this guy? He's annoying. He's this, he's that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's a great shout, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Confidence as well. Probably
the underdog
high,
has like, become the dog.
Yeah.
Hey, fucking trademark that one, Stanley.
Yeah, no, you know what? Timu got that. Don't worry about that, bro.
Oh, I'm fucked.
But what I'm saying is, Ethan went all the way over to this side, and then you find that balance, and he sort of sits in the middle now, and it just called going through life, and like change is fucking happening. Danny's gonna go through the same thing. Where he goes all the way over here, he's living it up, da 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 da, and then it'll come back and it'll just sort of normalize in
it's
the middle.
It's just a young guy having life experiences.
Yeah,
he's got a girlfriend that was out of his league. He's got a tattoo. He gets a car. He's got a lot of money. He's
in good shape
crazy,
as well.
He's a crazy personality, which obviously some people are always gonna find jarring. It just happens.
Yeah.
That's just how it is with a lot of people. He's just going through life.
Yeah, it literally is called life, isn't it?
He literally is just going through and experiencing as much as he can, and he's enjoying himself. And fucking people hate that.
Yeah, that is a massive point. Now, look, if people don't like, because there has, like, Danny Aaron's has changed.
Mm.
You can't argue that isn't. In life, if you're one of them people, by the way, you know how some people are like, oh, this person changed. I'm sorry. But if you don't change, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, that's
because you need to be going through life and you need to be changing. All right. It's okay to not like the way Danny is now compared to before. That's okay.
Yeah.
What I think is a bit weird is being so vocal and like fucking spamming it everywhere. Like who is that benefiting? Like, it's cool. He's gone here. There's other people you can watch. Danny is doing his thing. He's picked up new fans. He's lost old ones. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You are a fucking idiot if you're getting rattled by someone improving themselves. That is just a fact.
Yeah. But no, but a lot of people, it's not necessarily that they think. They don't see it like that. They see it like, oh, this person got bigger. Now he's left us behind. That's the way
but
a lot of fans will see
that. He's not leaving anyone behind. He's still streaming. He's still making the same content. Like, he's still respecting his old fans.
No, he has changed his content. He used to do a lot of like FIFA stuff, and he used to stream on there. But that's
FIFA's
just called life. That's called growing.
FIFA's also fucking shit, so can you blame the guy?
Yeah, it is knackered. And it's just life, man. Like you said, you go through life, things change. He's doing what he's doing, and if you don't enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. Nobody's asking you to.
I respect it, man. He's always trying new experiences. He's going for the boxing thing. Like, I would have never done that, so I've got to rate it. Like,
yeah.
He's a brave guy. He's a confident guy. How can you hate on that?
People are going to be like, oh, glazing, but like,
I will happily glaze
off your fucking keyboards, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why don't you just say good on you? Like, good on you for changing your life and make it improving yourself. Personally, I still enjoy watching gaming content, so I'm not going to watch your new stuff, but more power to you, brother.
Yeah.
But that could be it. That's a positive way to do it.
You're asking people to be rational and fair and understanding.
Yeah.
You're asking for the world, my friend.
That's fine, but at least I can ask for it. I say I've asked for it.
Yeah. You'll enjoy life so much more if you go through with that attitude of being like, oh, you know what?
You know how
fuck it. I don't even like his content, but good on him. Like, having that attitude and thinking like that, you will have such a much more positive life experience. Your day will be better. The smallest like thought processes can change everything. Getting up in the morning, you're having a bad day, you're like, fuck it, man, I'm grateful I got my missus next to me.
Yeah.
Bang. everything can change. People just need to be positive more.
I agree with that. It's all down to me. But it can be very difficult, be like though.
Because it must fucking suck to be the other way.
Yeah.
Just be some
I think it is, like, I definitely, back in the day, I'd be looking at someone and I'm like, oh, I don't really like them.
Yeah.
But then if you actually ask yourself, man, like, why don't you like them? And if your answer is, oh, they're just jarring.
It'll be a reflection of something you don't like about yourself. Yeah. Right? Don't worry about that little ASL
psychology. That is so fucking true as well.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, back in the day, 100%, I've definitely left a little hate comment. So I've definitely just been a little rat online or been like, oh, I fucking hate this guy. What? You don't hate anyone, really, do you?
No, you hate yourself.
I don't think I've ever left a hate comment on anything.
I wasn't really. That was not my thing back in the day because I hated them so much. But I'm sure I have said something mean to someone online.
Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, you're like saying something mean to like your mate online or something?
No, a random
person.
If you're talking about a YouTube hate comment, unlikely.
Yeah.
I don't really get the vibe of a YouTube hate comment. It's like when you sit there and you're writing out, the whole intention is to make just someone stay worse.
I do like people that leave genuine feedback though.
Yeah,
because
we've had that before. That is actually good. And in fact, if you leave a constructive feedback, even if it does have a little hateful tone to it, it's usually better than fucking, you know, just straight up slandering me, because you can take something from it.
And you can still
improve.
Yeah.
But just, trying to make someone's day worse. I got a little gem
for you boys. Have you ever heard of, now I don't know the exact wording for this, but essentially, you know how in life everyone is their own main character. So you in your life, you go through your day thinking you are the main character because you are your main character in your narrative.
Yeah. I got another conspiracy after you.
So you know how when, this probably doesn't go out to most people, but let's say content creators. Say I'm out and about and filming a TikTok, okay? And I'm feeling shy because someone's walking by me and I'm talking to the camera and I feel really self-conscious because I know that they're judging me. The likelihood is 9 times out of 10, they're probably thinking, what the fuck's he doing filming, yeah? But then within 5 minutes, they're going to forget about that interaction ever happening 100%. Because you are so unimportant to them and they are their own main character. So I've switched up the way I think about things now. And if I'm filming and there's like loads of people around me, I'll be like, literally, they do not care in 10 minutes time. They might think I'm a fucking freak right now, but this video is going to be going out, let's say, later, and I'm going to be happy that I filmed it in that moment. Yeah. And they would have completely forgotten about the interaction ever happening.
And I think that that's the case. I mean, you have used creators and filming yourself as an example, but the same applies for new people going to the gym.
Yeah.
By the way, that is called the spotlight effect.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, where you are under the impression that people are focused on you more than they actually are.
Yeah.
And you were about to say something about the gym. When I first started gym, right, I was so nervous because I was a skinny guy in a gym and I was like, oh, people are looking at me. But now I go to the gym and I'm still skinny, whatever. But if I notice somebody that was extremely overweight or extremely skinny, maybe I glance at them and then it's over and as soon as the glance is done, it's over. I don't give a shit. There's no thought to it, really.
I am actually a little bit different because I see it and instantly I'm positive there.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, fair fucking play.
Well,
like, you're in here. Like, that's a decent effort. And I just think anybody that's going to the gym is going to the gym to improve themselves. Yeah. So naturally, when they see other people trying to do the same thing, there's almost an element of like pride, and they're like, oh, wow, like, sick.
Mm.
I've never met, or at least maybe it's the people I surround myself with, but none of the boys have ever been there like, oh my God, like, what the fuck is that person doing in the gym? And it's just, again, it's that spotlight effect. Like you said, like, everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's looking at me. So like, with all due respect, brother, nobody gives a fuck.
Do you know Ollie Bauerman, the guy who does the dancing? He made the video about it, which I watched. Izzy actually showed it to me. It's really good. If you've got that kind of like self-conscious worry, highly recommend watching it.
Yeah, I'll watch that because I definitely have that. I think that's one reason I don't like so much vlogging in the streets. Like, you will see me on camera and it's always, oh, crazy, blah, blah, blah. But I hate to be on camera in public places, especially if I'm on my own, because I feel like the focus is on me and I can't bat away any of the nervousness onto my mates. So I'm kind of just like, it's all on you and that energy's there and it's hard to get away sometimes.
Yeah.
But when you think about spotlight effect, it makes you feel better because in reality, it's true.
Yeah. Right, so we've been through a few things. We've done Temu scam, we've done Danny Aaron's, and then let's talk a little bit more about YouTube, because this actually popped up on my For You page, and it was Jinxie, number one Twitch streamer right now, having a little go at our boy Harry, W2S.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you, a lot of people, and people are really like trying to make more out of this than it actually is, because Harry's watched the video. Harry doesn't really like, you know, he's not dialed in and into this space, and so he just made like a passing comment calling him the white speed,
yeah,
which I think is arguably a compliment.
It's a fair comment as well, like he's a new wave of streamer.
Yeah,
that kind of.
And so Harry made that. Jinxie says it, and he starts going like, "I can't believe you call me the white speed. Why don't you go and fake more FIFA or go back to faking FIFA packs and stuff?" And this is how I knew. First of all, you're a fan, innit?
Yeah.
Because the real ones know about Harry faking packs. You got to be a fan to do that.
Yeah, I saw him say, "You ain't uploaded in 4 years."
How do you know that?
You've been keeping.
You've been waiting.
No, I like that. I like him, by the way.
This Jinxie guy. Yeah, he is hilarious.
He came from Rainbow Six. Yeah. He did, right?
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Rainbow Six was one of the main games I played when I was younger. Did you ever play it?
Nah, not really.
But man,
was it a game?
Slap.
It's JME used to play it all the time.
No, not this Rainbow Six though.
Is it Siege you're talking about?
Yeah, this is the one he came up on. This is the new one, like Extraction kind of shit or whatever it is. Back in the day, it was kind of like, I don't want to say Call of Duty, it was more like a third person thing.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. Can you type in Rainbow Six games? And I just want to find out which one it is and try and maybe give a little bit of nostalgia for some of the
sort lists. Of old boys.
So it'll be, I don't know how, it was just an older title before Rainbow Six Siege. Probably looking at like 2014-ish. I don't know.
2015.
Nah, okay, so if that's when Siege came out, as before then.
Fuck it, man. It's a game, isn't it?
You carry on talking about it.
But if you watch the whole clip of Jinxie addressing it, you can tell he's kind of just bantering about it. Like,
it's called Rainbow Six Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Football. Had like the
red cover.
That was a. They made two, didn't they? What a game, man. I love that
Tom
game.
Tom Clancy.
So goddamn much.
Is Tom Clancy a real character?
He's a book character, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it.
No, is it not the... Is it a book character or is it the guy that writes the books?
It might be the guy that writes the books.
Tom Clancy's the guy...
I think it's the guy that writes the books.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's novelist. How is that broski? How are we playing Rainbow Six? And this is him. He's him. What he's got a fat bank account after that, man.
Oh yeah, because Jack Ryan on Prime, it's him. So he just writes these kind of like more novels, characters, novels and stuff. That is quite cool though. Oh yeah, he's giving off that. Yeah,
in the clip,
he's a patriot.
If you look at the sort of longer one, you can tell that he's not actually beefing Harry. And so some people I've seen on Twitter, they're like, oh, Jinxie beefs Harry. So like, not really. He's just having a bit of a laugh. And there was nothing actually deep said in any of the stuff. And I just think it was really funny.
Yeah, no, I think it was just...
Have you seen... through Jinxie, I saw a clip with a fella that's been going viral called Sketch.
Yeah.
You know about Sketch?
I don't.
Nah, Chip. Hold up. This fucks me off about
Chip,
him.
Hold up.
Chip, brother.
Hold up, brother.
Brother. Brother.
Wait, hold up.
No.
Hold up, because I might know the guy.
Brother. He's the, you know that new, when did you first realize you've got motion twin?
Yeah.
Since birth.
This is him. Chip, this fucks me off like... You've got to get dialed in, bro.
I'm not on
TV. No, it doesn't matter. You have to know this
like,
guy.
You sounded like Jinxie then when you said bro.
Brother.
Yo, I'm not on TikTok like that
brother.
Much to know. I obviously don't use Twitch.
It doesn't matter. Is that Elliot Hackney at the top?
How am I going to see this stuff?
Oh, man. Yeah, this guy, so he blew up, and he blew up on NFL. He was, and then just, oh man, I'm telling you, everybody knows about him, isn't it, Stan? So good.
I'll have a look at this guy tonight.
Stanley, what kind of stuff? Is like peak streamer, like fan base as well. Yeah. Like, you know them all.
Yeah, he's dropping like the...
Find the celebration where he like, does the dog pee up the side of his couch.
Wait, Stanley, do you watch Twitch streams then?
I watch Twitch streams.
The clips, yeah, I see all the clips as well.
What do you get up to, Stanley?
No, that we're going to do a podcast with Stanley Unloaded. Don't ruin it.
Sorry, yeah. Oh, are we doing a podcast with Stanley Unloaded?
Yeah, we're going to do bonus episodes.
Oh, there you go. So that's a reason to download Fellas Loaded. Obviously, we already did the Proddy episode, which is out. People loved it. And then Stanley's coming up and another Proddy episode. Fucking, I can't.
And then we have the special. The Buckmore special, Team Chip versus Team Cow.
That'll be out by this.
That'll be out by this. Ooh. Well, guys, go and check that out. You know what? Actually, right now, roll a small clip of it, and you guys go check it out. It is actually so good.
About time.
Nearly, yeah.
Put Lewis out of his misery.
That's gone crazy. Oh, shit. Oh, God. No way that's Lewis. No way that's Lewis.
But yeah, so looking forward to seeing Stanley sat in that seat right there.
Yeah, this comfy little couch. He's been wearing, also in the Fellow Studios vlog as well, Stanley was, I think it was you and Alfie were promoting the shorts only energy. When, this is a good point, I want to bring this up. This is a good conversation. Mm. When is shorts allowed?
It's like the short summer protocol.
Summer.
So when, what's the first like the gate, the I'll signal I'll that says you, shorts
I'll
are allowed?
Let you start going at like end of April, early May.
Like, so not middle of March then,
nah,
that's that.
You've got it all wrong. It's not about timings. It's about temperatures. 18 that's degrees upwards.
18
degrees.
Even, no way. What is it?
No, wait. I was going to say 12 and above.
Fuck
you
off.
Look fucking crazy, bro. It's got to be when it hits the 2-0.
Oh, bro, I was dropping a little sketch one, yeah?
When it hits 2-0, that's when it's out. That's when brother. That's when the shorts come out.
For me, you know what? I'll meet you in the middle. We'll do 15 degrees.
No, I'm not doing 15 degrees. It was 15 degrees the other day. I was cold.
I don't think you realize how cold 15 degrees is.
15 degrees is fine.
If it's 15 degrees in your gaff, you're turning the heating up high.
No.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly.
You put the heating on like 19, 20 to get it a bit warmer.
Wait, hold up. It's very different when you're talking about inside the gaff compared to outside. It's different.
Go on then, explain why.
Because of the wind.
Yeah, so it makes it colder.
Like last night in my room, it was 20 degrees. Right?
Yeah.
That was good. That was
okay,
fine.
I can't prove that, but yeah.
But it wasn't warm.
I'm hot in 15.
It wasn't warm.
In
20
bed.
Out on the streets. I'm living, I'm cooking a little bit. I'm even catching a tan, bro.
Mate, 20 degrees. You know what this made me really? You're actually ungrateful. I'll take 15 degrees right now.
No, 15 degrees. I mean, it's nice. It's like, you know what? Summer's coming. I get a little inkling. I start texting people I don't even like saying, yo, beer
tonight. Cider, yeah.
Chip, it's because you and I are foreign, so it's different. That's why we've got that different.
You lot always think you're some sort of
exotic
car. Bro's
been to fucking Barbados one time.
Stop hating on my family tree.
Nah,
bro.
I love your family tree. Just remember meeting Proddy's dad recently, by the way, at Proddy's engagement party. Congrats, Proddy, on the end of your life. But anyway, Proddy's dad comes over, and it's something out of a movie. He's like, yeah, "Hey, man, how's it going?"
Yeah, he's so dang.
You know what? It's funny as well because Proddy is the most English Chelsea
Stone Island
Stony
shouldn't have changed that fucking St. George's Cross.
He's that guy.
Poor George's.
He is British, and then he's like everything that is against an American man. He probably ate some fucking yank.
Yeah.
and he's just a yank,
and your dad's just the biggest yank ever. He's like, no, I don't want to do it, man.
My dad's like very like American, like golf members club kind of
yes,
vibe.
He
like
is.
White Trump
sun,
cap.
Sundown.
Like.
All right, guys, look, we got a few confessions from you all that we're going to go through. If you guys don't know, over on Loaded, we do a series called Confessions Corner or something like that, innit? And where we go through your guys' confessions. So if you do want yours to be read out, then make sure you head on over to Loaded, sign up. And what you want to do is go into the confessions box on your profile. And we're always asking for particular confessions. So this one, this week, we've got a couple in. Chip, do you want to read the first confession?
Here we go. Did a No Nut November competition against my mates, but I would sneak off during the day at school to wank in the toilet.
Mental. Be honest, anyone wank at school?
Oh, 100%. Because I basically had a perma rod on. That's not me, but I'm still, that's the story.
Oh, right. Okay.
Proddy didn't know what to say there. He was going to say yeah, and he sacked
No, I just remembered a fuck story, but I'll let you finish this confession.
All right.
Because I basically had a perma rod on. Went back into science with ejaculate on my trousers.
Yeah, no.
Lads were creased that I was doing biology. A few days later, my nudes were leaked. What the
Mate,
fuck?
This guy's had an all-time stinker.
God.
So first of all, the questionable choice of having a wank in the school toilet. That's, I mean, some people say they'll never have a shit in a school toilet. I think having a wank in a school toilet is a bit mental, but I don't know. And he went back into his class, nut all over his trousers. And let me tell you, by the way, if you get a knot on your trousers, there's no getting off.
Oh, bro, it happened to me with trackies the other day.
Oh, it's a stinker, bro.
The other day? But we're on this no knot tip.
You had a wank in the office, be honest.
No, I've not had a wank
be honest.
Office.
Do you reckon someone has?
100%. In the office? Fucking Stanley,
yeah, Stanley, 100% on the sofa.
Nah, but like, I'd be so nervous. Like, this office is the workplace, man.
Yeah.
That,
if you get people, caught,
yeah, it's not great,
fucked.
Is it?
No, people be having danger wanks in the cubicles for sure.
Reckon?
100%.
I might have to give it a go once.
Can I tell you this story here? So when I was, you know, in that age when everyone first starts wanking, discovering wanking, there was this lad in my school. He was very much like always the first guy to go through everything in like puberty and all of that. And he was so fucking loud and proud about it.
Okay.
Anyway, he like started wanking and he was telling like all the boys how he'd started wanking and stuff. Anyway, we were like didn't really, like wasn't really arsed. And then one day he just like goes away during maths and comes in. He's just like laughing to himself. They're like, what have you just done? What have
this
you just done?
Bare weird.
And he's just like, yeah, I just had a wank. And then he's like, no, you didn't. He's like, yeah, I did. I was like, we're like, prove it. It's like, follow me. He had wanked and fucking jacked off all over the mirror in the bathroom and then brought us in to show it as if it was a fucking trophy.
Mate, what sort of all boys boarding school did you go to?
I didn't go to an all boys school.
That means you weren't even in the cubicle. You just stood in front of the mirror wanking.
That is crazy.
That reminds me of my stand up wanks.
Oh, I can't stand it, man.
You know, when I used to stand up in the shower and I collapsed on the floor when I was...
We're not going to do that story again. That's an all-timer. You guys got to go back to the episodes to find out.
What episode was that on?
No, that's...
Yeah, 142.
It was one of the best ever clips of stand-up, you know.
Wait, it was what? 133.
133. Bro,
no. What's the timestamp, Stanley?
133 or 134, one of the...
Wait,
one of my first episodes.
Your first episode?
Your first episode, so you were editing Chip talking about how he collapsed in the shower from nutting. Welcome to the job, Editor Stanley.
I need to see the clip again.
It made our funniest moments awards.
It was,
yeah, it was
fucking
unreal.
Unreal when you think back on it and how we were all just crying. Yeah. We haven't had a crying moment in a while. Like,
it's coming. I can feel it brewing.
When was the last thing that we cried about laughing? There was one a couple this season. I do remember earlier on.
All right, here we go. I'll do the last confession here. I thought it'd be funny to grab my half empty orange Lucozade bottle, go for a piss mid lesson and make a 50-50 piss drink, which I'd then offer to a mate at the end of the day as a joke. Came back to class, left it next to my desk and went on the PCs on the edge of the class. Next minute, some random lad thought it was funny to nick my drink and have a few sips.
Yeah, I can see that happening because in school you just take everyone's drinks.
Yeah.
Honestly, at that point, like, it's the same colour. You probably didn't even notice.
Mate, it's warm. Absolutely you notice. Are you telling me Lucozade tastes like piss? No way.
I used to fucking love warm Lucozade.
I thought you were going to say warm piss.
No, but like in the summer, your Lucozade just gets really quickly and you're just chugging it.
I'm sorry, but there's going to be a distinct taste between piss and Lucozade.
I've never tasted piss, and I think before I die, I need to.
Somebody, I was at a shoot recently with the Side Animals, and they were asking...
The Side Animals?
Yeah, just that's my nickname for the honey poop. It's been a good
isn't it? That's a bit gay.
Yeah, that's all right, though. I was there and JJ asked me, how much for you to do a shot of my piss?
Ooh.
And I said, now let me know what you think about this. I said $5,000.
That's crazy, bro. I would have said yes if, because I know JJ will pay the amount.
Yeah, he said if he was going to win the challenge that we were doing that day, he said, he was going to have me do it.
What would actually do me a little solid? Well, I think I'd go $50,000. And I'll
50, bro, that, for a shot of piss? Seriously?
Yeah, because you got to actually swallow, drink it. Like, it's a full-on shot. Like, I don't want to
Are you swallowing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to swallow it.
Kosher, yeah, $50,000.
Yeah, it has to be upwards of 10.
For a full sample
No, wait. Mate, you're telling me I come to you $20,000, you're not doing it?
Nope.
Why is it recorded?
Why would I do that? It's on camera.
No, it wasn't on camera. He just
But we know that I've shot you. Maybe $20,000, yeah.
You just gave me a 60% discount.
If it's on camera, I want 50.
What about you, Prod? Seriously. Okay, $5,000 cash right now.
To have a shot of your piss.
Of my piss.
I honestly...
Yeah, I reckon Prod does it.
I don't think I would, man.
Bro, 5G's swallow. Cash. The tax man won't know about it. Just pure untaxed cash.
You bought a new gaff? Think of the equipment you can buy.
Ten, I'm doing it.
Stan, what's your number? A grand, yeah. That's what. You see, in my industry, I call that hustler.
Right. So once I'm drunk later, I have half a grand. You could.
The thing is, after a few drinks, he's coughing up the grand, no problem.
Yeah, but we had
Harry G do a sip.
Who paid?
What?
What did you say?
I said, but you don't pay your debt.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you still owe him 500 quid from the Christmas.
It's not him.
You owe Jack Bailey 500 quid.
I owe Jack Bailey 500 quid.
And that's poor that you ain't paid it. You know,
I told him.
You're only as good as your word.
Well, I said to him when I bought Proddy the iPad, I said I'll get
when you bought Proddy the iPad. When I bought Proddy the iPad,
well, I went and picked it up. But anyway, I said I'll go get you an iPad, and he just didn't respond.
Yeah, because he probably didn't want an iPad. He wanted 500 quid.
He won't take it.
Also, as well.
Yeah, he will. Of course he's going to take his...
I tried to pay him, he won't take it.
That's the craziest excuse.
You owe Grace that 1.2k for that table at the box.
She
Bro's in debt
off.
To a lot of people. I owe you.
You owe me 800 quid.
800 quid, yeah. You know what? You don't need to pay Jack. Don't worry about that, man. You do you, innit? You
we just never spoke about Grace, that on this pod.
Grace actually wrote off my debt because of my eyebrows. When she was down at the front, she was like, don't worry about what he owed me, just shave him.
Oh, really? So, okay.
That was a very, that was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I will shave him.
That was a great incentive to get them gone.
Yeah.
We never spoke about that on this podcast, me and you getting fucking arse juice sprayed at us.
Oh,
on
shit. Me and Poddy went to the box together.
Yeah. What sort of? Because every time I go, they've got a different show.
It was an
beer funneling the arsehole.
Yeah,
that is a classic.
Beer funneling the arsehole, spraying arse juice on the front row, which was me and Poddy.
And Tom Garrett was going like this.
No, yeah. What?
Tom
That's foul.
His mouth wide open. It was a funny, funny night, to be fair. But yeah, I don't know if I'll go back there. Not my kind of scene, really.
No, it is. You love it. You love that type of stuff.
Nah, I didn't like it.
But you were really close to the front, though.
I liked the social aspect of it, chilling with the peeps, but not that.
If you get a table further back and out of the splash zone, it's class.
Yeah.
They were baiting people out left,
GK,
right, and center
Bazza
as
and
well.
Garrett.
Yeah. Ooh. What, having a good time?
I don't know. Probably were they?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Anyways, guys, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, watching this podcast. Of course, check out Fellas Loaded. We've got loads of crazy content over on there. We've got incredible specials coming. The next one is a Buckmore Team Chip versus Team Cal. And it's so good. I love it. I love it so much. So please go over there. Just check it out. Give it a go. If you don't like it, so be it. But I'm pretty confident you guys will be very happy with what we've built.
You don't have to sign up. Just as a reminder.
You don't have to, but you fucking should.
You should. And also as a reminder, you do get a podcast one day early and you get bonus podcasts every 2 weeks. And we just recorded a solo one, which was actually fucking unbelievable. It's a really good podcast, that.
Really good. And it's bonus. But sorry, ad-free on there as well. Yes, so sometimes we see people, oh, there's too many ads. Well, here's your solution.
Oh, yeah. And Locked Audio will be out by the time you're listening to this, I think.
Which is our biggest and most requested feature. Chip went ahead, jumped on the computer, made it happen for you guys. So we'll chat to you all in a little bit. Have a fantastic day. Sayonara, bitches.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.